Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am Chris. Joining me today is Tommy. Tommy, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Been a long time since we talked.
It's been a while, but let's talk about something big that's going on at the site, thegamingtailgate.com, an event that gets a lot of people excited every year. They get to share their ideas. It's the 2010 NCAA Football Community Wishlist Tournament. This event, 68 items of the most requested features and items from the community. Some of them are ones from last gen, some are brand new items, and some of them are items from other sports franchises that people have said NCAA football needs this. I want them to have something like this. They're in the tournament. Right now, we're in the middle of the first round. Tommy, real quickly, what are some of your thoughts so far on the tournament? Any big surprising matchups or results so far?
Not terribly. I mean, it's kind of gone. I mean, one of the big losses that I'm not necessarily surprised about, but that at the same time it was an upset, was the better CPU recruiting defeating in-depth creative play. Granted, in-depth creative play is probably at the top of my list. I've loved that in some of the older games that had it in there, and so I was kind of disappointed to see it lose, but at the same time a lot of people have some complaints about, you know, how it would be handled and issues that may arise if it were in the game.
The matchup I want to talk about real quickly was a first-round matchup, Practice Mode 2.0 against downloadable team updates. Now, that is not a pay-for update. That is something free that NBA Live has done, or most notably NCAA Basketball, where it would be something relatively similar with possibly updatable top 25s, field arts, uniforms, things of that nature. This one shook out. According to form, the higher seed did prevail, Practice Mode winning 38-25. However, that was one of the closer votes so far of the first round. I think it goes to show that, you know, as we see these based on frequency of mentions throughout forums and discussions online, that sometimes items that don't get a lot of mention but still made the tournament are still pretty requested items. And the one thing that I really like to read and see is everyone's thoughts on each feature. And it goes to show when you come down to two popular items, I'm a big fan of downloadable updates, but I'm also a fan of Practice Mode 2.0. So it's one of those things where it kind of puts you in the shoes of the developers, where you have to discuss, okay, if it comes down to this item or this item, which one would you give the edge to? And granted, they get to know how long it takes to design and develop, and we don't have that necessarily. But it kind of puts us in their shoes where, hey, you only have a chance for one, what do you pick? And I think it's pretty eye-opening for a lot of people in the community, and it generates a lot of great discussion.
Oh, I definitely agree. I think the biggest thing that comes out of the tournament is discussion, and people, like you said, basically being put in the shoes of the developer. I mean, having to weigh one option versus the other. And then one of the things that we actually don't have to do that the developers have to do is weigh how much is it going to cost in terms of their time. I mean, they have to budget all the time that they use and things like that. And, you know, one of these items may be, you know, not necessarily discussed as much, but the amount of time that it takes to put it in is small, so it's easy to put it in there. Or, you know, vice versa, there's a great feature, but it's going to take, you know, a huge amount of time that it's hard to get it in there in that particular year.
People in the past have always wondered, how closely are EA Sports monitoring this? Are they even out there? Are they even reading this stuff? Well, designer Ben Howmother was kind enough to write a few paragraphs about this and let us know that the design team does read this, and they have read it. And a lot of the same discussions that we're having on the forums, they've had behind closed doors in the studio when it comes time to decide what to put in each year's title. He did let us know that while they're somewhat locked down to NCAA Football 12 features, there's no guarantee any of these will be in. But at the same time, they're reading the feedback, and I'm sure, obviously, some of these features will make it in. And the good part is that now it almost gives the community their own voice to the developers, so now they can see, hey, people who want this feature, these are the things they want out of it. And it gives them kind of a good barometer to see if they're going in the right direction and a way for the community to get their feedback heard.
Definitely. I mean, it's something that, like you said, they're already into the point to where, you know, they're already locked down. They already have the basic idea of what their feature set is going to be. But, I mean, this can, you know, say, yeah, they're doing a good job. Say they're doing, you know, they need to work on listening to the community more or whatever. And as well, it can basically weigh heavily into what they decide next year as far as what features they include and stuff like that. If they've missed some of the ones that end up at the top of the tournament, then they can, you know, kind of put a focus on that for next year.
And it'll also help where I think feedback from last year plays into this year's game. So now maybe if some of these features didn't make the cut or end up not making the cut, if they're on the edge now, they'll have this feedback when it comes time to, after next July, they'll already have an idea. Okay, this was, like you said, if it finished very high, they'll know maybe we should put more of an emphasis on this. Plus, they'll have all the discussion. A lot of these threads are going multiple pages, and I'm sure as we advance to the later rounds and the matchups become closer and closer, we're probably going to have a lot of debate and a lot of persuading trying to go on to kind of win votes for each feature.
One of the great things that comes out of this, as far as the discussion goes, is that, you know, how do they go about implementing certain features? I mean, do they, some of these features have so many different ways that they could go, and if the, all the community is agreement that, you know, this is the route that we would like to see, then they kind of have that in the back of their pocket that this is the route we'll at least start to lean to. So, you know, the discussion is probably the biggest part that comes out of this, in my opinion. I mean, the voting obviously answers the easy part of the question, but, you know, how exactly and things like that is what the discussion answers.
I would agree with that. I would stress to people, we get a lot of voters, but there are a few that are coming in and voting, and they're not really leaving their thoughts, which is, it's granted, it's their own right to do so. However, it's really the discussion that I think is more important. And so sometimes people get upset that their number one feature loses first or second round. But the thing is, if there's a lot of great discussion about that feature still in a losing matchup, that's beneficial for that feature down the line, whether it be this year's game or a future edition. So I would say, you know, every matchup, you know, even if it's something you really don't want, well, if you have an idea on how you would want it if it were to make the game, leave that in there, because it only helps the community and yourself because you voiced that opinion.
Right. I mean, there may be options that we say, I don't want that in there unless they do it this way, or, you know, I guess I can take it being in there as long as they do it this way. You know what I mean? Even if you aren't in agreement with the actual feature, you know, at least leave your thoughts as to what it may be, especially if you see it, you know, your vote is necessarily losing in that particular matchup. Leave thoughts on the opposite entry so that, you know, people can have an idea of what the community is thinking about each of these particular items. Sounds good.
New matchups go up every few days, so make sure to keep checking thegamingtailgate.com often. Vote and make your voice heard. Say what you like about these features, what you don't like, and how you'd like to see them in the game. To wrap up the show, we're going to talk about something that went up today on the official NCAA Football 11 Twitter account. They asked, what's the one thing you'd like to see added to the NCAA football franchise to make it even better? And I thought it was very fitting that they posted this during the time of the tournament, because I think a lot of us, we all have pretty extensive wish lists. We have 5, 10, maybe 30 things that we think, quote-unquote, should be in the game or imperative for the game. But to come out and say, what's the one thing you want in there? I think it was a very difficult question. But Tommy, I want your opinion, and I want also the community to come to thegamingtailgate.com and share it with us. But Tommy, what's the one thing you would add if you had the power to just snap your fingers and get it in there?
For me, I think I mentioned this previously in the podcast, an in-depth creative play. I mean, as I mentioned in the thread that we have for this topic, there's some old games, Front Page Sports Football 97 and Troy Aikman Football for Super Nintendo. Both of those games had a play creator to where you could actually customize and completely create plays from scratch. I don't know how many hours I spent on those. With the Front Page Sports game, it was actually drawing routes with your mouse. So if EA were somehow to create an online play creator that you could then import the plays into the game, that would be tremendous. I would spend hours upon hours upon hours creating plays, creating the plays I just saw, you know, in a game this past Saturday, or you know, coming up with completely brand new plays that nobody's ever seen before. You know, just basically having fun with it and having limitless possibilities, that would be huge for me.
And I'll kind of go with what we said earlier. That's not something that's really high on my list, but if they were to add it, I would want them to make it so plays could be shareable. So if somebody on the website or you or somebody at large makes a great play, something that we all think should be in the game, I can go get it very easily rather than create it myself. And it would also be a good way, I think, for the developers, if they monitor this and they see that a certain play has a lot of downloads, you know, if it's a legit play, make sure it's part of the basic playbooks for the following edition. If it's a play that has a lot of downloads because it's an exploit, then maybe they can do something to where it allows them to then develop a patch or an update to counter it, or maybe they pull it or ban it if it's a real cheese play and just an exploit. I think that would make the feature much more appealable to me, and I think it makes a win-win in that situation. My personal one thing is probably coaches in a coaching carousel to add a little more depth to Dynasty Mode. I'm a guy this year that I've going through the tournament, I see that a lot of my big wishes are all Dynasty related to make it more immersive. So my big one is coaches and coaching carousels. I think coaches, they're the face of the program. College fans of almost every sport, they know all the big name coaches. Those are the guys who are there for a long period of time. The players come and go, coaches stay. You want your coach to become a legend because that means your program is at the top. And if Dynasty Mode can have something like that to where you can build a program or to where the real-life coaches are in there and you feel like you're going against a Nick Saban or an Urban Meyer, I think that only makes it even more immersive and more enjoyable.
I definitely agree. If they were to add that, and especially if they were to include, you know, like coordinators, whether it's real-life coordinators or just simply had coordinators that were promoted to coaching positions or even brought in coaches from the lower ranks, FCS or Division I AA schools, you know, if you know, there's all kinds of things that they can do with that. And previous games that had that, it definitely made it much more interesting at the end of the season to see where coaches went and then also to find your new assistants if one of your assistants got promoted or what have you.
I know College Hoops had something like that, and if in a perfect world, and I know this is getting very, very detailed for this feature, but if they had offensive and defensive coordinators, I understand they're not going to get the license for all those guys because I don't know if assistants are under the same agreement that the head coaches have. But if you can go in there and edit those to your liking, whether it be styles, name, or any combination or details that they want to throw in, and if it is possible then too for them to start moving around, go to different jobs, get promotions, demotions, disappear, retire, get fired, etc., I think that only makes people more inclined to want to play years and years into Dynasty even more than they already do, just to see how things shake out. I know in College Hoops, to me, one of the coolest parts of that game was the end of the year when you saw the coaching carousel, and that was simply a text screen that told you where the coaches went. I remember reading through that and just got a kick out of it, seeing where what happened to Lute Olson, what happened to certain coaches, where they went, who got the job at Arizona after Lute retires. That if NC football had something like that, I think it makes people more inclined to really pay attention to the coaching side of it and just make that so much more immersive. And I know I've said that a million times, but I think it'd be huge for that factor.
I agree. And then, you know, get to see how long does Joe Paterno last for the next, 10 years or whatever, what have you. It definitely can extend Dynasty Mode.
That's the one thing that I know they're going to wait and add that the year after he retires. And it's a shame because it would be funny to have Paterno and Bowden, if they had added it maybe 2 years ago, to see how long they last if every Dynasty they go out after year one, or if, you know, maybe they stay in a couple. To me, that'd be a minor thing, but really, really worth a kick to watch. And real quickly, we'll talk about some of the responses from folks on Twitter to NC Football 11, the official account, when they asked this question. Sack0771 said he wants the FCS schools. He hates playing the generic teams, and it would make the opponent more realistic.
Shavescat mentions expanded practice options, for example, run a play against a random cover 2 or zone blitzes, help the labbers, etc. That's definitely one, and that's actually one that, you know, we've already discussed, is practice mode 2.0, that kind of thing. Also see a lot of mentions here for FCS schools, and then also a few mentions here for broadcasts, either dual broadcast teams, or in this mention here from SAC0771, he also mentions having kind of like where NCAA Basketball 10 had both the CBS and the ESPN broadcasts. He mentions here ABC, CBS, ESPNU, and ESPN2. Just to kind of, it's a lot of bases to cover, but it would be pretty cool to see all of that in there.
And another response, the final one before we wrap up the show, our own community member, Rudy July 2, says, you have to improve mobile QB play, particularly by the CPU. I want to be scared playing against Oregon and Auburn. I think he has a great point with guys like Taylor Martinez, Denard Robinson, Cam Newton, etc. Mobile quarterbacks have such a huge role in college football, and in a game we're not seeing quarterbacks scramble that much. So I think that's another great one thing that could possibly should be added to the game to make it more realistic. For Tommy, this is Chris. Everyone, thank you for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Check us out at thegamingtailgate.com and vote in our 2010 NC Football Wishlist Tournament. Let's go!